The question was asked, why do we have the custom to get dressed up on Purim? So in my lifetime, I've heard different answers, although I'm unaware of a good source for the different answers. Some say that the custom evolved because we have a mitzvah to give charity on Purim. So they used to get dressed up when they gave the charity so that the poor wouldn't be embarrassed. They never knew who they were getting it from. Others say that getting dressed up reflects the idea that in Purim, everything seemed to be one thing and really it was something else. The one who thinks he's setting up the tree to hang someone else, he gets hung up on it. The people who think they're going to poison Achashverosh, they get poisoned in the end. Haman's daughter thinks she's going to throw down the waste on her father, and on Mordechai, and she throws it down on her father. Everything turns upside down. It's not what you think it is. V'nahafochu. So the costume represents that. That's the second answer I've heard. But the truth is that we find in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that there is such custom to get dressed up. And there's a similar custom at weddings that people used to get dressed up. That's also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So it seems that this was an act of happiness. Being that in Purim we work to be happy, where some people drink a little bit. Definitely those who drink have to be careful to give the keys to their car away and to stay in a safe neighborhood and not to drink too much. And there's no reason to drink at night. The only reason to drink is by day during the meal, not before that. And even then, a person has to be careful not to drink too much. You drink a little bit more than you used to, and you go to sleep. And even that, you have to be careful not to drink things that if you mix them, they could harm a person. It's a person, but we do things to be happy. So it seems that it used to be customary that part of the festivities, like at weddings, was that people got dressed up. Even today, you see people get dressed up at weddings, right? So this goes back over 1,000 years, this custom of getting dressed up at weddings. Shulchan Aruch discusses it, the Ramah discusses it. So it seems like this was part of the festivities. But I don't have a clear answer on that. I once had the good fortune of asking an old Yemenite Rav this question, where does it come from? And he said to me, in Yemen, they didn't do this. And then he said to me that this is one of those customs where I don't feel comfortable quoting everything he said to me. So let's leave it out. Maybe off the record we can discuss it. And those of you who are watching online, you are cordially invited to come to Machon Meir. There are advantages to being here alone.